Great to have you watching Texans 360. Happy Valentine's Day. Coming up a little bit from Toro and also Arian Foster's poem set to a movie. That's coming up. But first, Chris Myers had a chance to get aboard a Princess Cruises ship with Drew Doherty, and they had a football conversation.
Talking football with Chris Myers, center for the Houston Texans. What have you been doing this offseason to get ready for 2015? I know it's still very, very early, but I know you're always on the grind.
Very early, and the older you get, the earlier you have to start your grind for the next year. So been working out. I've been kind of hanging with the family. Did a couple of trips so far, see some other family in other states. But for the most part, just here working out and doing stuff with the kids.
You got a new offensive line coach. How much interaction, if at all, have you had with him, and what do you think of him?
Yeah, I met Coach Devlin, great guy. I was speaking with a couple of guys that he coached up in New York before he got here. So we're really excited to be able to have him. He's a grinder of a coach, and we're looking forward to it.
I'm guessing there's a whole lot of optimism every offseason for you, no matter what's happened the year before. But being in this system and seeing what you guys were able to do in 2014, a little bit more optimism perhaps?
Yeah, it's just being able to kind of stay on a steady uprise and steady grind to be able to improve each year. I think we made drastic improvements from 2013 to 2014, and that's the plan to be able to do again. Coach O'Brien and the staff have just been able to kind of put pieces together here, and they're still doing it to be able to kind of get this team to where we want to be, and that's playoff contention every single year.
What's next for you?
Right now, just keep training. Coaching my daughter's t-ball team. She's doing basketball, so I'm busy being the manager for the team, trying to make rosters. Got our first game coming up next week, so that's the big news of the week. First t-ball game.
Now this interests me because you have to be a little bit of a coach, being the center and calling out line assignments. What type of coach are you with kids that age and with girls, no less?
It's definitely dulled down just a little bit, I'd be surprised. It's a lot of there's less attention deficit disorders than I would have anticipated, because at 5 years old, you're expecting kids to kind of not pay attention too much. But all the girls there, they're all 5 and 6 years old, and they're just focused, and they're out there kind of hitting balls. And we're not coaching serious by any means, but it's pretty impressive to watch them kind of out there during the practices.
There you go. He's putting all the credit to the kids, all the credit to the players. Good coach. Chris Myers. All right, hey, good luck this offseason. We'll talk to you again real soon.
I appreciate it.
Big dose of Texans veteran Chris Myers. We'll hear more from him in the next segment. Now, though, Texans, I mentioned it's the offseason. They do some interesting things, like participate in fashion shows. Well, they did one anyway, some current and former Texans. Let's take a look.
My Room is a small organization, but it's such a wonderful organization. It goes into hospital rooms of extended stay kids and decorates it for them so they feel more at home.
For us to do anything really to make their stay more comfortable, maybe bring a little bit of fun into a very difficult situation, we want to be a part of that.
Anytime you can wrap fashion in, doing things for a great cause all in one, I'm all about it.
It's fun, and it's an honor. And anytime we have an opportunity to do, good things for the community, we love to do it.
We are thrilled to be here supporting such a great cause, and he is so excited to walk the runway.
Rumor has it I might pull my hair tie off in the middle and maybe do a little spin, so we'll see.
Just shows you the quality and the character of our players. They really care about the community. They care about kids. And they want to give back, and it's not just something they talk about. It's something they really do, and they're here tonight showing, their great support once again.
I think that Shane doesn't do these things a lot, so I can understand why he's a little nervous.
I'm more nervous now than I am before any football game, but that's beside the point.
Fashion shows, you have to bring your A game, man. I definitely feel like I brought my A game today.
Events like this, people kind of pop up out of nowhere, and maybe like a Brooks Reed can come out of nowhere and maybe talk, say a couple words, that'd be really nice, or smile and show a different side and personality of himself.
I mean, the guy forgot his tie coming in here, so he had to buy a tie literally 20 minutes ago, so.
I didn't come here with a bow tie, but I saw everyone else wearing ties and bow ties, so I decided to, upgrade my outfit and was able to grab one just in time.
Texans always busy in the community. Great to see Hannah and Cal McNair chairing that event. at Tootsie's. I was not invited to display my fashion show capabilities, but maybe that's a good thing, okay? I often say I'm better off heard and not seen, but you're seeing me tonight. And you'll see more from us next. Toro, a little bit from him, more from Chris Myers and Arian Holmes set to a movie. It's all coming up on Texans 360.